Today's Patmos report is entitled David and Goliath Gone Ecumenical? And that's in the form of a question. The following is an imagined scenario of what it might look like if David and Goliath regressed into ecumenicalism like the Protestants have gone ecumenical. And David, who would be king of Israel one day, going out to fight Goliath. Suddenly, David, who has met the giant to slay him, casts his sling away, and lets his 5 stones thud harmlessly to the ground. He walks briskly to the smiling gigantic man, whereupon, they embrace and kiss each other on the cheek, while posing for reporters. Simultaneously they smile, one eye on each other, and their other eye on the cameras, shaking hands, and talking like ventriloquists one to another, keeping a wide toothy grin cemented in place, as the photo session continues. A reporter from Time magazine inquires, King David, how come Goliath the giant was your arch enemy and now you seem to be the best of friends? David answers, as he hugs his former adversary closer. And a small tear starts to form in the corner of his eye, as he feigns deep emotion with bottom lip quivering. Well, yes, it's true that we and the Philistines have had words and wars. And it's true that Goliath represents the devil and all the devils of hell. And of course, it's true in all of history, these people have persecuted us, murdered us, hindered the work of God, and led my people astray. Then pausing dramatically, David, the future monarch, silently scans the hushed press correspondence and pleads his case. Would a god of love cast the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet, into the lake of fire and brimstone, if he could reconcile some of their differences? I think not. It's time to be modern. It's time to be diplomatic. It's time to transitionize, and be yoked together for the sake of tolerance. Let us live as a universal ecumenical congregation and people of peace. However, the editor and number one expose reporter for the Good News, the most circulated paper in the world, writes, and I quote, as we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men, or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. Unquote. And so, until we meet again, remember, God loves you. Read your Bible, the Good News. The truth is in there, or the truth you are trying to avoid. Maranatha.